I'm poet Jenny Shea, standing in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is a slowdown. What is a gate? A portal of entry, a passage into new terrain, a barrier to keep the excluded out, a refuge, a means to access, a rupture, a beckoning, a liminal space that divides one state of being from another. Today's poem, by the Afghan-American writer Zahar Marathi, offers a litany of gates passed through, literal and metaphysical. The lines of the poem catalog the myriad kinds of entrances, farewells, and returns that mark and make a life. Reading it, one feels the reverberations of countless uprootings and fissures that result from migration. Who has the privilege of entering and of leaving? Who gets to see a gate as protection? Who can only see it as a divider, a refusal to access? Who must labor to cross over borders and prove one's right of entry? Marathi's poem makes me take stock of all the passages we make, the gates we exit and enter to get to where we are. It reminds me, too, that a gate is a made thing, one we choose to erect and make visible to others. Gates by Zahar Marathi. The one that belonged to her. The one where the light hit for the first time. The one between our houses. The one I crawled through to sleep on his chest. The one the dog squeezed through. The one at three over the candle and cake. The one at three at the checkpoint. The one between the earth and the sky, the refrigerator with wings. The one where he met us after 1 year and was a stranger. The one at the park. The one at Up Park. The one at Down Park. The one that pierced my face and they pointed and laughed. The one that took them away from me in a tube and sent them back to me, tired. The one he went through, hairs shooting out. The one she went through, blood turning up. The one we all went through to get to the blinking lights with the cherries. The ones we put up when she was born. The ones we passed to leave for good. The ones we paid quarters to get through. The one they learned the names of presidents for. The ones they needed social security numbers for. The one I touched in the dark of my room. The ones we couldn't talk about, ever. The one we had to close behind us to stay in, to keep neat, to not be tempted. The one we tried to jump and failed. The one he jumped and wasn't forgiven. The ones in the books that made animals of us. The ones that told us who we weren't. The ones that hurt, that swung and cut and rattled long after they left. The ones that kept flowers. The one I went through to go north, to go abroad, to go east, to find my cardinal ways. The one she went through too tired to find her way. The one they have chosen to give them purpose. The different one I have chosen. The one I haven't yet found. The one I'm looking through now, with the narrow slots and passages unseen. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
Show. I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.